Welcome to Good Moms Love Flowers. I'm Mila.
And I'm Erica.
Join us for a special segment where we roll up,
get high,
and deep dive into random things we find on the internet and high thoughts.
So sit back, roll that blunt, and let's get high.
Welcome to Good Mom's first ever Good Mom's Love Flowers,
where we get high and talk high thoughts.
We're your host. I'm Mila.
And I'm Erica.
And today I've rolled us a backwood because I love backwoods.
I love backwoods too.
This is the bold flavor.
What does that mean? What does bold mean? For some bold bitches?
Yeah, I got it bold because we're bold bitches. I thought it was appropriate.
Let me smell it.
Smell it right off the thing. I got a whole case.
Damn.
You know, we like to smoke, so.
It smells bold.
Okay, let me put a little honey on it to sweeten up the deal.
Did we trademark this? Do we need to like send it in to PJ?
I don't know.
Trademark lawyer?
I don't know what category that's going to go on.
PJ, trademark the backwood honey drip.
You know, he always asks, it gives us 4,000 categories, and then we never know. Then that's where it ends, because we're like, this is too many categories. I don't get it. So this is definitely going to be, this is for recipes, PJ. This is, we're going to trademark this for recipes. If you haven't tried putting a little honey on your backwood, what the fuck are you doing?
Just makes it so sweet and delicious.
I put a little lavender in this one too. You know, just like to make, and then your hands get sticky, and then you can just.
I think it makes it burn slower too.
It does make it burn slower. Everyone hates a blunt that goes out quickly. Okay, I'm gonna light this.
What is the weed we're smoking?
This weed is California flower.
California flower.
From two California bitches.
I miss the days of the weed man. Do you have a weed man?
No. I live in California.
I know, but like.
Well, now we, like, the weed man never.
The problem
knew.
Has a weed man.
He has a.
What's that guy's name?
Johnny.
No.
Oh.
Who the fuck is Johnny?
Problem's weed man.
That's not his name.
Oh, it's Steven.
Steven.
I don't know if we're supposed to tell Problem's weed man on air, but it's Steven.
Oh, I think.
I thought it was Johnny, Steven.
I think Steven sells weed legally, too.
Yeah, but.
Steven's also, I think your titty's about to come out. Steven's also my stepdad's weed man. He's my family. He's my family drug dealer.
So you could probably get on. He always tells us to go. He's over on that side.
Because I think he grows his shit like at home, like organically, or like he has a place that he grows it, and it's all sustainable.
I hope it's all organable, organic, organic and sustainable.
Are you smoking organable weed?
Is it organable?
If not, what the fuck are you doing?
Is
if it's not organable, then I don't want it.
Is it vegan? Let's put an intention over the weed that we smoked today because we're inhaling it. God damn it.
Can we sage it? I mean, not sage it. Can we Palo Santo it?
If you're not smoking, what is it? Ecosystem.
Organable weed.
Organable weed, and you're not putting intention over it. What are you even doing?
Honestly.
Does it even count? You got to cleanse it first because, you know, you never know who touched it before you. And then you got to put some intention in it because anything you inhale or ingest or sip is going into your DNA. So it might as well have good energy.
I'm going to Reiki the weed.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you can just energetically cleanse anything, which is like basically Reiki, right?
Like, well, you got to be attuned to Reiki something.
I'm just saying energetically, your vibrations, your frequencies, your words have power. And so when I guess that's the same as like praying over your plate.
This weed is organable. Even if it's not organable, it is now because Palo Santo said so.
Okay.
Get in there.
Because I ingest and inhale every single flower in this wonderful honey backwood that I've rolled here. I hope that I inhale all the goodness that I need, all the goodness and juiciness and sweetness of life, all the pleasure, all the present moments, and just, you know, be able to be present and remember every puff and get really smart with every inhale. Amen.
Amen.
Let me see that their lighter, please.
Let me help you out here. Is it a go?
I think so. Oh, it's bold, all right.
Bold?
Got a little lavender in there. It's nice. So, dear, what shall we talk about in our first Good Moms Love Flowers?
You know, this is giving me Rich Tivities, which is currently my new favorite song by Saweetie, my girl crush. Hey, girl, I'm still here waiting for you. Whenever you're ready, just call me.
I saw them talking about her recently on... Oh, I saw them talking about her on the internet, saying that her label told her that she should twerk more in the beginning of her career.
Really? So she did? Because she'd be twerking.
Yeah, and then, like, saying something about, like, her not being a good rapper, and it's because, like, they said she should twerk more.
Well, she, in an Allure article that came out recently, she said that the reason why she hasn't been putting music out is because no one was fucking with her music.
Oh, that's what it was. I'm confusing, but she did also say they in the same article that they told her to twerk more.
She was saying no one was fucking with her music and that she didn't feel, I think she was saying she didn't feel confident in her music. And you know what? I appreciate the honesty. She's a fellow Cancer like you. And I appreciated the honesty because I feel like a lot of people in creative spaces, like there is a lot of fake it till you make it, but then there's also like being honest. And like, I think more women and just artists need to hear other artists say, hey,
I didn't feel like I was that good.
Yeah.
This album.
That album kind of sucked.
I honestly don't think that's the best marketing, but honesty is always palatable. And I just think maybe in like the female rap world has been so competitive that it's like you have to be raw and you have to like know you're the bomb or else they're going to come for you, like Nicki Minaj did in that one song for Megan where she didn't hold back at all. And so it's such a cutthroat world that you have to kind of wear your armor. But I respect the honesty because no one's going to feel good at what they do all the time. Unless you're Kanye.
Why are there no vulnerable rappers? Female rappers.
Like Drake?
Where are the soft life female rappers? Are there soft life female rappers?
It's her lane. Maybe Problem can write some raps for us and we could be the soft
life. I feel like this is a lane that is wide open. Like we got the City Girls.
I have the voice.
Like, we have like the Booty Shane Girls and we got the like the girls that are like niggas. And then we have no soft life rappers.
I'm trying to think who's like a soft life.
Oh, Lizzie Jeff.
Okay, Lizzie Jeff is a soft life rapper.
But that's it. Where else are the soft life rappers that are twerking? You know?
You don't even have to twerk.
And like it's a little hood. Like I want a soft life hood rapper.
I don't think that's in this, like, I don't, it should be, but I don't think there's a lot of those because the hood generally builds this outer, hard outer exterior.
I know, bitch. I know, but like.
I'm just saying, that's why it doesn't exist.
Okay, well, I'm telling you now.
Maybe they need to be
the
from
lane
the valley.
Is wide open. If you're a rapper right now, I just gave you a whole new lane. Tap in, bitch. Tap, tap, tap.
You're the A&R of soft life.
You know, Saweetie, you should take that lane. I think that you would be really
good.
She
is. She just admitted that she didn't think she's that good, so she has to take it now. It's her best bet.
Can we play her song real quick? Because I really like it. I really like this
song. Oh, I like that one line about the water
signs. I know you
do.
Yeah, it's the best. You guys, I'm going to get Saweetie famous if it's the last thing I do.
I think she's already famous.
I mean, you know what I mean. Not famous, but even more. Like, she's going to be top... She's going to be a platinum artist.
Get us famous. Why are being a music fairy? A music A&R fairy? Pretty bitch music.
Pretty bitch music. See, that is a top life.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not with the hardship.
I'm doing rich shit.
Pretty bitch shit. Rich activities. Yeah. That's why it's good to have honey on.
Ooh, it tastes good. Rich activities. Super fine. Bills paid. Doing fine. To the time. Get me right. Use your mind. Pussy wet. I'm a water sign. Don't forget. Expensive bitch by design. Throw it back. You know I know the bait. That was the most important part.
Pussy wet, you know I'm a water sign. I text that to Orlando. He's like, why did you text it to me? I was like, oh,
you texted to all of us.
I was just reminding
I was on the text also.
I was just reminding myself that it's my later caption that I'm going to forget that's there.
Pussy wet. You know, I'm a water sign. That's
who wrote that?
That's the line of the year.
That's who she needs to keep letting write for her because they know what they're talking about. I fuck with sweetie.
What is Rich Tivities to you?
Rich Tivities to me is just like flying first class, like drinking champagne and oysters. Just like Rich Tivities are just doing like the most bougiest thing you can do. Like just, you know, traveling with like that one cute Louis bag because everything else is at your destination, and having a driver and not worrying about like driving or calling an Uber because they're already outside waiting for you. Really high class meals. And I don't mean like so rich that they give you like little dumbass portions and it's so fancy that it's not good. I mean like really good, rich, lavish, delicious food and VIP beach treatment, beach clubs. Nikki Beach, social Soho House, you know, like I almost said, no, that's not it.
No. Okay.
I almost reverted to my 20-year-old self. But, you know, just shit that you can only do with the access of Rich Tivities. What's rich shit to you?
Freedom.
Yeah.
Really, that's rich. That's Rich Tivities.
Freedom to book a first class flight and dip.
Freedom is Rich Tivities,
and not think about it twice.
Mm-hmm. Also, very soft sweatpants, matching outfits, like matching sets to go to the airport. Mm-hmm. That is actually a private airport to my private jet. I would say also daily massages and
massages every day would be nice.
Infinity pools.
Like Daddy Warbucks.
And I'm having a hard time with this beautiful backward. Yeah, just things on call at any moment mm-hmm. is Rich Tivities to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what's really Rich Tivities? Never fucking driving again.
Yeah,
because I driver. Hate driving.
Yeah, driver. I love the thought of just jumping out and just texting someone and then I'm out front and they know the destination and I could just relax in the back seat.
This feels like Rich Tivities.
That thing, yeah. That really gives the Rich Tivities when you put it on your finger like that. Because who wants to touch the blunt? You could just put it on your pinky finger. I also like those, like, half-boiled eggs in a little cup. And you just, like, ding the top and you dip your French bread in it. Mm. But you have the special dish. You don't, like, make a ghetto one. You have it already because it's French and it's important. I don't know if it's French. I just made it up. Had a lot of those eggs in France. Oh, shit.
Bold.
A seafood tower. That's Rich Tivities. A seafood tower. One bottle of champagne.
Only one, bitch?
One bottle each. Mm. And one of those ice trays that sit next to your seat, not on the table. Mm-hmm. And then also just like a section with only two people in it and nobody can come sit over here.
Oh, you know what's Rich Tivities is when you have like the, what's that thing called? Like when you're at the club and you got the little thing.
Velvet rope?
The velvet rope. The velvet rope. Like Griselda.
Not like Griselda. She
was behind that rope for a long time, but then she was on the other side and she was like, bitch, I'm coked up and I'm rich.
She had the best coke in the game.
Why did Griselda have to become a crackhead?
Did she?
You didn't watch Griselda?
I didn't go all the way to the end.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't know if it's. I don't know if it was possible for her not. But really,
crack.
Oh, she did crack.
Crack.
She went out bad.
She did straight crack. Some white bitch got her. Well, she's not white. Well, she is white. She's white.
In the 80s, in the 70s, everybody.
Of course,
was doing crack.
It was a bitch that got her on crack. Why is it always bitches getting people on crack? Whitney got Bobby on crack. Or was it coke? It was one of them.
Crack is whack. Crack is cheap. And Whitney and Bobby never did any such thing. That's you hear that cocaine is Rich Tivities, not crack.
We don't do crack. We only do Rich Tivities, which is cocaine.
That is really disappointing to know that Griselda ended up cracked out. I mean, she had to be a little cracked out already to be killing everybody, but
she was going crazy. She got cracked out with the girl who cracked her out, and then the bitch overdosed.
The crackhead overdosed.
Her crackhead friend overdosed and fell into a table. I don't know if this is really what happened because there's a lot of discrepancies that her son is saying is not true. But also
including that she looked ugly.
But also he was a baby when all this happened, so I don't know how the fuck he would know anyway. But
I read his quote and it was like, "How dare you make my mother look like that? She was a porcelain doll." That's what he said.
I googled your mother and she was not a porcelain
when
doll.
When I read that specifically, I said, "What did they? Why would they do this to her?"
They actually made her better. They made her look cuter.
I found not one photo of her looking like a porcelain doll. So I was thinking, I hope my daughter feels this way about me.
Sofia Vergara is beautiful, and they tried to make her look as basic as they possibly could make a fucking symmetrical supermodel face look.
No, they still didn't succeed. But
Griselda then started dating like a nigga from the hood, right?
I know. I think that's the only one she didn't kill, right?
Oh man, I think there's a documentary on it too.
You probably need to watch the documentaries for not just going on the Hollywood.
You gotta suck it while I light it, man.
You want me to suck it while you light it?
Suck it while you light it.
Oh yeah, it always works when you suck it.
There you go.
Speaking of TV shows and things like that of that nature. I recently got sucked in by accident to Mea Culpa.
Why the fuck did they call it that?
Isn't culpa body?
Culpa is your fault in Spanish. Like, culpa.
Because she's a lawyer.
Oh, Mea Culpa? Like, it's her fault?
I don't fucking
know. Why is it Spanish? Does she speak Spanish?
Bitch.
Is it because it's Latin and there's
literally no Latin connect.
Did they ever say the word Mea Culpa in the movie?
I don't believe so. It's Tyler Perry.
But why the fuck would he have two black people with the fucking name of the movie being called Mea Culpa? It makes no sense.
Tyler Perry, nothing makes sense. I watched the whole movie. It didn't make any sense. But I watched the whole thing.
I heard Kelly was getting it in. I heard she was throwing it back with paint and all types of shit.
First of all, what Tyler Perry did is he's the gayest creator of all time because he just put a fine nigga and all the fine things in it. It didn't even matter what the storyline was because honestly, I realized I was hating it, but I was only watching it because he was so fine.
He's so fine. And then someone was like, his acting was so bad. It was like he was reading like straight from paper.
I didn't notice at all.
Okay. But then I thought to myself, like, I remember him in Moonlight and I fucking love that movie. And that was a masterful movie.
He is in Moonlight, right?
Yeah, but then I said that, and then he was like, "But don't you remember he didn't really talk in Moonlight?"
He did.
I was like, "Oh fuck, he really didn't say a lot."
He was like the younger version. Like
he was the older version.
Okay. Well, this is the thing in this movie. He doesn't say a lot. He just has this like low monotone voice, like Batman, and that's really all he needs because he's so sexy. He doesn't need to know a lot of words.
After Moonlight, his career should have skyrocketed because it was like critically acclaimed, and then he went nowhere. But now I know why, because apparently he's not really a great actor.
No, he was also in C with Sandra Bullock, and he was ended up being her love interest, and never took off his shirt, and that's why he didn't get critically acclaimed for that film.
I forgot
why because he was saving white children in a love relationship with some weird zombie apocalypse with Sandra Bullock, and the black people. There's a disconnect there.
Well, they didn't want to sexualize him.
Well, they did by putting him with Sandra Bullock and then making her the savior. The point is. In Mea
Culpa. Tell me about Mea Culpa. What was it about?
He was on trial for murdering his girlfriend.
And she was defending him?
She was defending him.
But then it was getting confused. She was getting confused, and then maybe he did do it? Because that's always how it goes. I didn't even watch it. I already know how it goes. He killed the bitch.
Let me tell you, bitch. She was getting confused, but she was like getting attracted to him. But also her husband, she was getting unattracted to her husband because apparently he had picked up a drug problem. And also his...
What kind of drugs? Crack?
I don't know who's an anesthesiologist. They implied that he was getting stuck on anesthesia. I don't I swear to God, they implied that
was he sleeping? Like,
I don't know. They implied that he was getting high on his own anesthesia supply, which I didn't really understand. I don't know if that's a thing. But the real story is that his brother was running for some type of office and was the DA who was the one prosecuting the fine man, Trevante. That's his name, right?
Trevante Rhodes
with the R-O-A-D-S. Oh, I thought it was like Rose. So there was cheating. There was a very highly, highly sexual sex scene where they have paint and it was beautiful. And then there's also a part where he's like supposed to be so sexy and he like does sexy things like go to sex parties. There was a sex party scene.
Was she uncomfortable?
I don't know why she followed him down to the sex party, but she was. But she was, like, also intrigued. And then at one point, she came into his apartment, and there was just some naked white woman, and then she was even more intrigued. And then the white woman was sucking his dick.
What? I would be pissed.
Then she came back upstairs when she started sucking his dick, and then he basically, with no words, told her, like, go away. And then she started getting in bed with him. It was very confusing. And at the end, even, Kelly Rowland does some ninja fighting, which I was not expecting.
Well, didn't you see Survivor, the music video? She has experience.
She wasn't fighting, not like she was fighting for her life. It was a little bit different.
It wasn't like Survivor.
No, it was, I mean, she was winning, but it was just, it was every dramatic drop, any dramatic thing, theme, you think of it, it was in there. There was a white mother-in-law who had a lace front on.
Shut up.
No, I'm not kidding.
Like, because she was trying to, because she...
No, because...
Because she was with the shits, or cause, like, because they needed to change her hair color?
Every Tyler Perry film has to have at least four...
Well, that's because Tyler Perry hires a black union, 706. Well, that's
LA. Not why.
No, the black woman was... There was a black hairstylist involved, and she said, I don't know how to do your hair. I'm going to throw a wig. I'm going to throw a lace front on you. And I am mad at that. Because
did you hear that? You heard that from the source? That's
no. No.
Did you read this somewhere?
No, I just know Tyler Perry probably...
Tyler Perry
hires,
just,
you know, black crew.
But there's a lot of black crews that could do good wigs.
Of course.
None of his films have any good wigs.
So the lace front wasn't good?
No.
You saw that glue?
Yeah, it was terrible. The scalp, it was terrible. And then there was like this white woman disrespecting Kelly Rowland, which I don't even see that being realistic. Even Kelly's sweet ass would just pop the shit out of her. So, you know, it was...
Did Kelly show her boobs?
A little bit. You know what? There was paint over the nipples, but she did ish.
Because I was wondering, like, you know, she still has, like, a Destiny. They all, like, still have this Destiny's Child, like, perfectly, like, marketed thing going on. That, oh my God, what if Beyonce posed for Playboy? That would be revolutionary.
She would never. She would never, though. Unless she owns it.
Yeah, that's true.
She would own it, and then she would do it. And then that subscription would cost, like, $1 million. It would cost more than her concert, and that's like $1 million. So
basically, what was the consensus then? It was terrible?
It was terrible, but if you're going to watch it, you have to get like super, super, super high and just focus on him and Kelly, which is really the whole movie. And he had a really nice apartment. He drove a motorcycle. He's just always talking really low and deep and looking sexy. So it makes it really compelling to keep watching to see, did he kill his girlfriend? But yeah, you have to watch it to find out whether or not he did. But
he for sure killed her.
Just know that he didn't. But just know that. Wait till the end to see Kelly run and kick ass, because that's really when that happened, I was hollering and shit.
How was her acting?
She was great.
Really?
I didn't think it was bad. She was pretty good. But she acted like herself, like... the Destiny's Child, like, cube of tidy. So it was pretty Tyler Perry.
I'm actually very shocked that you yourself watched a Tyler Perry film. As much shit as you've talked of Tyler Perry.
I don't like him at all. I'm
You gave him your coins. You gave him your streaming coins.
Oh, yeah, it's free because I pay them anyway, but... Someone told me about the sex scene. That's the only reason I put it on. I was like, let me see this goddamn sex scene. And then I got sucked in. The one thing Tyler Perry knows how to do is he'll suck your fucking ass into a stupid ass storyline so quick. And then I was just so nosy, I had to keep watching. And then I watched it and I was like, I'm ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I saw you talking about it in the Discord.
I didn't know if anyone else watched it because Orlando refused. He definitely left me in there.
Everyone had a lot of opinions in the Discord. I think that's also where I got this information.
I was like, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, who's seen this bullshit? So yeah, check it out.
I'll check it out. I'm still catching up on Love is Blind.
Oh, how's that going over there?
It's, you know, there's only, the only way that Love is Blind could ever work is you have to be between the ages of 21 and 28.
Yeah, like, well, no one older than that is stupid enough to think they're going to find love through a blanket.
A blanket?
There's like a wall.
Oh.
You know, it's not really a wall because they can hear each other. So I just figured it's a thick blanket.
It's just, God, it is so desperate.
Yeah.
It is so predictable in ways, but I can't stop watching. And I'm really invested in, like, of course, the black couple because I want black love to win. And now because of the internet, I already know what happens.
You Googled it?
I didn't Google it, bitch. It's all over Instagram and people's stories, appalled, pissed. So, yeah, basically it doesn't work out for them. Well, I kind of knew it wasn't going to work out. His personality was, I feel like he wants to be famous.
A lot of these niggas want to be famous. I mean, if you're going on the show and saying you want to find your wife and you're 20 fucking four, I'm guessing that there's some other ulterior motives. And, like, it's just like being in Real World. Like, you can't do that shit after 31.
I know, because that was, like, I wanted to be on Real World real bad when I was, like, 13.
Me too. Everybody did.
But by the time I hit, like, 19, I didn't want to be on Real World anymore. So there's a special place for people who want to be on Real World.
In this new day and age, yeah.
Just in general. Like, when I hit 19, I didn't want to be on there anymore.
I would probably hit, like, 20, 21. Do we need to remake, like, Real World? Because there's no more Real World.
Why did they stop it? Well,
because reality TV, like, took over.
I don't watch TV. Does MTV... No, MTV still exist?
Yes.
Okay.
They have MTV, too. I don't know.
What's on there? What the fuck is on MTV?
Music videos? I don't know. This is how you know you're above a certain age. If you don't know if MTV exists, you don't know what the programming is. I don't know.
I fucking love it.
We're going to have to investigate that. Can someone please write in and tell us what's... We just went down a deep rabbit hole. But in conclusion, Tyler Perry's terrible, but watch that sex scene. And don't be so desperate for love that you are on Married at First Sight, Love is Blind, or any of that stupid shit, because it just screams desperation and stupidity. And the biggest question of all, what is on MTV?
What the fuck is on MTV?
Does it still exist? What about BET?
Movies.
Oh, like all the King's Men or all the Queen's Men?
Just movies, lots of movies. Mm. I did a BET movie.
Would BET, oh, was it about a Christian?
Mm-hmm. I was a Christian girl. I don't know why I always get casted as the Christian girl. It's actually hilarious.
Maybe that's what you're good at playing your Christian self.
It's called Let the Church Say Amen. I think it's on Netflix. I'm going to watch that next.
I'm gonna maybe have to watch that Christian movie. I'm in a season of just diving into all different genres, including Christian movies, Tyler Perry, and terrible reality shows where bitches are and men are desperate for love. Mm. It's kind of sad, actually. Wait till you watch Married at First Sight. It gets kind of really sad because then the part of you really feels like, I really believe that they wanted love, which is even sadder because you know they're not going to find it on this dumbass show.
Of course, if you are willing to get married at first sight, you want love bad.
Bad.
Like desperately bad. No.
Which makes me think, what the fuck is wrong with you? How many dates have you? You know what it is? It's for people who want love but don't want to do the work of sourcing it.
Oh wait, on Love is Blind, there's this one girl who gets, oh, you know what? You know what really pissed me off? The one mom.
Oh.
The one fucking mom on there. She was beautiful, and you know how everyone reacted. We saw how everyone reacted, yeah, when she said she had a kid. It was really scary and telling. At the end of the day, the guy really, he didn't want to say it, but he didn't choose her because
of the, because of that.
Yeah. And he ended up choosing the girl who said she looked like Megan Fox and doesn't look like Megan Fox. Right. And then when he met her, he was like, you don't look like Megan Fox.
He literally said that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But when he didn't choose the other girl, because through the grapevine, because you know the girls, they talk. This is another thing too. It's all this like toxic female culture that they're also like propagating,
pitting them against each other.
Well, it's not mean girl sort of like you would see in like other shows. They're just like whispering, like, I just had my date, he told me he loved me. Mm. And they, like, they have their little crews, but they're not like fighting or anything,
but the other people can hear,
but everyone knows, like, oh my god, she just had her date with my man, what happened? And so he told the girl, she basically poured her heart out to him, gave him a letter that she wrote years ago to her future husband. Does anybody have letters to their future husband? I mean, maybe that's a way of manifesting. I don't know. Maybe I should work on that. But she gave him this letter, this box. It was very heartfelt. And then he read it and, like, didn't have much to say. And she was hurt. And he was like, I just really need to think about, like, what I want to do. Like, I haven't told anyone else anything different. I haven't said I love you to anyone. I really need to think this through because, you know, you have a daughter and da-da-da-da-da. And so then, like, hours later, he went on the date with the non-Megan Fox lookalike and said he loved her. He was like, I love you. And then she heard through the grapevine, because they're like whispering in the house. And one of the girls was like, just let it go. And she was like, why? She's like, just trust me. Just leave. Like, I'm trying to save you.
The mom or the Megan Fox?
one of the girls in the house was trying to save the mom. Basically, okay. Like, don't embarrass yourself.
Right,
he's not going to choose you.
Right.
And she was like, you know this for a fact. And she was like, just trust me. And so then she went into the room, back in the room the next day, knowing this information. So she already had an attitude. And then he basically was like, I'm not choosing you. And then she was like, I can't wait for you to see me. When you see me, you're going to fucking choke. You're going to need it. Your two EpiPens aren't going to revive you. I was like, ooh.
Okay, bitch. So did he see her and then he immediately regretted it?
I haven't got that far, but he is going to regret it because she is fine as hell. She's cute.
But also, it is competitive, and that's where it gets, like, dramatic, because they're all kind of, like, if you notice, some of the people you see in the beginning, you don't see at the end, because they're fighting to be, like, seen by the cameras and, like, probably fall in love so that there's a storyline, because they all want to get famous from fucking Love is Blind.
No, literally, like, where is half the cast? They just, like...
It's a competition, low-key.
But they just kind of, like, disappear.
Yeah, they eliminate them based on they don't have a storyline, so people really want storylines.
So, like, the crew or the producers are like, all right, you're out.
Mm-hmm. Until it gets down to the proposal.
I love how, like, they don't even say anything. They just suddenly disappear off set.
Nick Lachey's not coming in for that fucking vote off. They're just eliminating them.
I think I've seen Nick Lachey, like, twice. And his wife.
Because they only pick up their check and then they're out. Well, thank you for joining us on our first episode of Good Moms Love Flowers and TV.
If you'd like to send us any weed, DM us, leave a message in the comments, email us at info@goodmomsbadchoices.com.
If you have any high thoughts that you need us to elaborate on, deep dive, investigate, also leave that in the comments, because we need more advice questions and more investigative material so we can deep dive on our high thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whoa, hi. Okay, bye.
See you next time.
Solo puedo recordar la luz.